Welcome to This Fringy Life, a series of podcasts about the 2010 Vancouver International Fringe Festival, celebrating spontaneous, surprising, and remarkable pieces of theater. This Fringy Life is produced by CITR 101.9 FM and is available on the web at CITR.ca and VancouverFringe.com.
Awards night marked the end of the 26th Vancouver Fringe Festival, and CITR's Arts Report was there, including Nick Sartori and myself, Adam Janusz, to get the winners' reactions. The Pick of the Fringe had six winners, including Wanderlust. Here's Martin Dockery on what the award means to him.
Well, now, first of all, it means I don't have to go out and buy my own rubber chicken, which was on my list of things to do, and so that crossed off now.
That's a plus.
It's just an honor, you know? I'm so psyched. Like, here at the Fringe, you get to realize your dreams. I always had this dream where I would show up on stage in nothing but my underwear, and last night I was in the cabaret on stage in my underwear. So if nothing else, I was allowed to realize that dream. At the time when I would have those dreams, it would be a nightmare, but that has nothing to do with my show or this award I won. But anyway, yeah, it's been great here. It's been like a great reception that I've had for this show, Wanderlust, and I'm really psyched to be able to do it again next Sunday.
Martin will also be doing his show, The Bike Trip, as a fundraiser for The Fringe on September 22nd. Another Fringe winner was Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, accepted by Jesse Van Ryn, who was feeling good.
I'm elated. I'm very excited. The cast and the crew and the director and the stage manager would be very excited to be here right now. But they've got a show that's sold out, and there's lots of people there, so they had to be there. Otherwise, the audience would be disappointed. So, yeah.
And so they talked a little bit about how you guys sort of came out of the woodwork. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, Relevant Theater partnered with Broadway West in June. Broadway West had always anticipated bringing the show here. They had done an original run at the Vertigo Theater in Calgary. And when they decided they wanted to do it in Vancouver, they decided to partner with a group that was already here. So we were able to rehearse the show and everything. We had a few actors come in from out of town. We put together a production team. It's a very tech-heavy show for a Fringe show, so that was going through that process was really interesting. But the amazing people that we had in this crew and the staff and crew at the Fire Hall Arts Center where we did the show was definitely having everyone together was what made it so sweet. So, yeah, it was great.
13 is a musical about teens made by teens. We found the cast huddled outside Performance Works, buzzing after their Pick of the Fringe nod.
So tell me, as students working on this project, what do you take away from this? What is the biggest thing you've learned working on this show?
Be a good person. Karma. Karma. Karma's
wow.
A biatch.
Like, that's what the show, the storyline taught us.
Okay.
Like, be nice to everyone. Like, it's okay to grow up. Like, weird things happen,
but experience-wise, I mean, we all have so many lessons learned, and we're all family now, and it's just...
And I don't know, I feel kind of, like, more professional with my acting now, and I've learned a lot of lessons about my voice, and yeah.
Ryan Gladstone accepted two awards, one for Freud versus his ego, and for Moving Along. I asked him what resonated with audiences about Freud versus his ego.
I would say two words, penis and vagina. I think people like dirty stuff. And,
it's a rise out of people,
it? Does get a rise, so to speak, yeah, for sure.
And let me ask you about Moving Along.
Moving Along is great, yeah. I mean, it's an amazingly brilliant show. He deserves it. I wanted to, when he got the award, I wanted to, like, phone him and have him make a little speech
live,
or something, but... he didn't respond to my texts, unfortunately, in time. So.
So now, is the story that he couldn't bring the show to Vancouver, and then you kind of took it?
That show? Chris wrote Moving Along in 2001, and that's when I saw it. And then he re-updated it and toured it again last year. And then this year, we had a spot at the Fringe, and Chris is a good friend of ours. And he was like, oh, golly, I've never brought that show to Vancouver.
Okay.
And we said, well, golly, you should bring it. So, yeah.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The Critics' Choice Award ended up a tie between Limbo and Raccoonery. Here's Georgia Strait critics Kathleen Oliver and Colin Thomas explaining the difficulty of selecting a winner.
Yeah, well, we had five shows in the final that were all nominees, and any of those shows could have won. Absolutely any of them. We didn't want to have anybody in there that was, you know, just a charitable nomination or a pretty good show but wasn't going to win. So all of those were contenders. And in terms of, you know, I guess the finalists for me were really shows that... the same thing. It's the excitement meter.
Right.
you know.
And that kind of becomes a tiebreaker?
Kind of. But, you know, like Andrew, and part of it's like innovation. Part of it's the sets of skills. Like with Morgan's show, Raccoonery, there are so many different skills involved. Like there's music, there's acting, there's a comedy, there's like great writing. And Andrew's show is doing something, Limbo is doing something very, very different, right? Mm-hmm. It's a confessional monologue that has really emotional depth. And we just couldn't choose between those two shows because they're both so good in very different ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think all of them are shows that really take you for a ride. And each of those five, it's a very different ride.
Mm-hmm.
Die Roten Punkte, if you've ever seen them, yeah. It's just like you get on and you go higher and higher and higher, right? It's crazy. And Oh, the Humanity was just a tremendous script, really beautifully realized by fairly young artists, a young company at any rate.
Two more awards were given out, and both went to Marissa Smith for Wicked Shorts. The Joanna Moretta Award recognizes an exemplary contribution to the theater community. The Cultivating the Fringe Award provides mentorship and a run at the Culch next season. Here is Cindy Reed of the Culch explaining why Wicked Shorts deserved the honor.
I think it was the combination of four different playwrights and the director, Marissa, her use of space at the Wicked Cafe, and how it was four very distinct voices, but the way they all worked together was really beautiful and seamless, and just gave me just a really great experience, a very fulfilling experience.
Excellent.
And, you know, it can go in so many directions in the next stage, and I think it'll be really fun to work on that.
Marissa barely made it to awards night as she's in another play, The Power of Yes, at the Jericho Arts Center. We found her surrounded by a group of admirers.
So you get a mentorship and a run at the Culch. How does that feel? Has that sunk in?
It is. It's sinking in right now. So it's kind of it's not a sinking feeling. It's a great feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you get to do these two things. What do you think that will do for your theater making?
I don't know. A lot possibilities. You know.
Cool.
A lot of support and it just feels so great. You know, like that. Worked really hard to get here, and now I can have the support to go somewhere else with it, and I'm just, excited about that.
Tickets to the Pick of the Fringe and fundraiser plays are available now at VancouverFringe.com. Well, that's it for this Fringy Life 2010. Thanks for listening. Join me, Adam Janusz, every Wednesday at 5 p.m. for the Arts Report for in-depth coverage of Vancouver arts and culture on CITR 101.9 FM.